Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Mr. Producer, Mr. Chambers just said he missed the call. Would you please call him again? So, while you're doing that, I will stall. One of the things that I will stall about is if you were watching this California recall and thinking that this is going to be the end-all, be-all turnaround that was going to show the Democrats that, you know, the whole country is tired of the Democratic the Democrats' process. Well, you were wrong. What happened in California, I completely expected that to go that way. I would have been shocked had it not gone that way. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So don't let that get you down. But as it is, somewhere within what is Chambers Custom HQ comes 1911 University with Joe Chambers. How you doing, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound particularly robust today. Very robust. I'm very pleased.
I'm on fire, Bill. I'm on fire.
You're on fire. Well, I've seen some of the stuff that might have lit you up. Are we going to talk about some of that stuff? Can we? We just, you know, just remember that we're, you know, bound by the FCC now. We, you know, certain things can't do because the FCC.
Well, yeah, of course. You can't say the deadly words that George Carlin talks about.
Those deadly words. That's right. You can't say those. So.
I wouldn't dare.
So, I saw where you had made a statement on Facebook where, you should have known better about publishing on forums.
Oh, my gosh.
But don't they come after you all the time to get you to, you know, publish on forums?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. They try to bait, right? These guys on the forums, these nitwits that get on there, these dudes, they've never built a gun in their whole life, or maybe they've tinkered away building a gun. And that's cool. You know, look, I have clients and friends that I've helped build guns. And some of the people that do this have been friends in the past or pretended to be friends to get help for free.
Right.
And, you know, then they bait you on the forum. They don't think you be watching, but you be watching.
Right.
Like they think that, oh, Chambers, he's not on the forum anymore. Therefore, I can say whatever I want. I can run my suckhole about him and talk trash and he won't see this. Wrong.
Okay.
I'm not quite like Saruman in Lord of the Rings, but I'm close. I'll be seeing a long ways because I got people all over the place that are like, dude, did you see what so and so said? I'm like, no, let me check that out. And I go look and I'm like, oh, it'd be like that, huh? I remember when you was asking me for free stuff. Yeah. So the question came up today and I actually have written a post. I haven't hit post yet on it. on Patreon because, you know, if I'm gonna roast somebody, I might as well get paid to do it. The question came up. Everybody, you know, this particular guy, he says, well, you know, everybody's talking about specs and, you know, why do specs even matter? And, you know, how far can you deviate from the specs? And Joe says all these specs, but, you know, how do we even know that his specs are real? Maybe he just made them up out of his head. And I'm like, dude, you have dealt with me. This particular guy has dealt with me for the past 3 or 4 years. I've helped him on numerous things that he's had problems with. He knows better than this. He knows I don't just pull these specs out from between, you know, my toenails. The numbers that I use when I'm evaluating a gun or when I'm building a gun, those numbers are not arbitrary, right? They're not made up, and they're non-negotiable for the most part unless you can prove to me why a different number is better. And the reason that is because we literally have hundreds of thousands of rounds fired through guns to prove those numbers, maybe even into the millions. Okay? And so you're going to come to me and you're going to say, well, that number, you know, hood gap, for example, perfect example. Somebody brought up the other day, well, you know, you said the hood gap should be sub 1,000th, but the barrel should still drop 3 under its own weight. Yes. Well, this particular famous gunsmith over here, he claims that 5,000th is the only way to go. Cool. Do you want to buy a gun built on specs from 1911, or do you want to buy a gun built on specs from 2021? Take your pick. It's the same money either way. You know, but if you want to buy a gun that's built on specs from the year 1911, you should probably just buy a $50,000 original Colt 1911 from the year of our Lord 1911.
Is that how much they go for?
If it's a pristine piece, yeah, they can go for upwards of 50 grand.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, but if you're going to buy a gun built with inferior specifications and inferior measurements, just buy the original thing, you know? But nah, you know, they want to argue this point. I'm like, well, you guys can go over there in the corner and argue by yourselves, and I'm going to sit over here and build guns to a spec that actually has been proven to make guns last longer, run better, and be more accurate. See ya. It's just absolutely asinine. These people, they just, and it's always, you see this in every industry, you probably see it in radio, for that matter. People who don't know what they don't know trying to tell you that you don't know anything. And you're like, bro, seriously, what we need you to do right now is sit down, shut up, and listen. Because I don't know everything. That's why I listen to people. That's why I evaluate everything we do on every build, every time we build a gun, because I want to make sure that we're doing it right, and we can't and make sure that there's not something that we could do better. So that's part of being a student instead of being a master.
You've been having a week, haven't you?
Oh, it's been great, man. Brandon's here. He's finishing up the Light Fighters. You know, Eric's been here working. The new guy, Kevin, is going to be here Saturday. He's moving down Saturday. We're firing on all 12 cylinders right here, man.
I love it when you're energized. I love it. I love it when you're sounding all robust and jacked. And it's just a good time.
Let me tell you this: on Monday night, this coming Monday, what's that date? What is Monday's date? Monday is the 20th. Okay, so I'm telling all of our listeners right now. If you're on 1911 University Nation right here with Bill Frady on Lock and Load, Monday night, September 20th, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, you will have the opportunity to go on Instagram on Chambers Custom and be involved in a live chat with Brandon, Eric, and me all at once, all sitting there together. And it'll be your chance to ask all those questions that have been burning in your hearts and minds about things that we do here, and you can get different opinions from me than the guys. You know, you can ask them questions, and it'll be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you hang on with me, and we'll mention that again in the next segment. We're talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster. com. We're talking to Joe Chambers at 1911 University. And if Brandon's up there, does that mean he's going to be maybe doing some single stacks while he's up there?
No, but he's taking parts home to do single stacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
First business.
Yeah.
How do you feel about light rails?
As far as on a pistol?
Yeah.
You know, the problem with the light rail is then you got to find a holster that will take a light rail on a 1911 or a 2011 body, and those are two different distinct holsters, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're asking me if I want a light rail on my gun, mm-hmm. I would say no.
Too bad.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, I'm just teasing. But that was a funny one, wasn't it?
It was
a fun. You said you liked it when I'm spicy, right?
Spicy and the spicy and the, you know, slamming it around. I do like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, I have noticed, and I'm curious about this, because you've told me that with the gun you're going to build, which the next gun coming to me from Chambers Custom is going to be a single stack traditional 1911, although Joe's going to put a dot on it. And it's not going to have any sights on it, just the dot. It's going to be smooth otherwise, yeah?
Correct.
Now, I notice that in some of the ones I've seen that you guys have been shipping out, though, everybody else seems to want sights on there. And, okay, so I get that most people are not going to sit back and go, well, I'm willing to completely give it over to the dot. But, you know, I got sold on that concept when you sent me the Night Fighter. Because it didn't have any front sight on it either. It had a front.
Correct.
It had a rear sight on it for some reason, but it didn't have a front sight on it. Am I right about that?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this a idea that people are a little reluctant to embrace going slick?
Oh, yeah. People hate new stuff. They do.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Come on.
Apparently not. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing with all the stuff you got going on right now. All the stuff that I see.
Guys go, oh, no, you know, what if the dot dies? What if the dot dies? What if, do you actually think in 1 in 100 million chance that you're going to be in a gunfight, that at that very moment, the dot's going to die and the guy's going to be far enough away that you can't look through the glass of the dot that is now dead and shoot him in the chest?
If you can't see him without the dot, how are you going to see him with the dot? Because the dot's...
Right.
Yeah, it's not magnifying or anything.
No. You know, so, you know, if we go by the FBI statistics and we say, okay, majority of shootings, you know, self-defense shootings happen within 3 to 7 yards. Okay, are you telling me that you can't pull your handgun without sights and hit somebody in the chest at 3 to 7 yards? And if you can't, you probably shouldn't be carrying a handgun.
Probably not.
I mean, you might be a candidate for a movie stand-in for, you know, Stevie or Ray Charles. Because that's bad.
Yes, it is. It's very bad. It's horrible. But this is the thing. I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, at 3 yards, you could about throw the gun at him and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, when I took Steve's dot class, I mean, he was like, if you lose the dot, if your battery goes out and you lose the dot, use the window. I mean, that's what we're looking for. And, I mean... How hard is it to figure out if they're in the center of the window?
Right.
So, I don't have a problem with that.
Look, I totally get it. We sell a lot of guns to guys who are, you know, carrying their guns for duty as cops, right? And their department says you have to have backup iron sights.
Okay.
Okay, I understand that. That's a department issue, right? That you got, if you want to carry the gun, you got to have the backup iron sights. Cool. But if you're just getting one, I mean... I've got the backup front sight on my life fighter just because I got tired of... No, I don't have it on my life fighter. Check that. I've got it on my regulator because I got tired of people asking why I didn't have a front sight. I've got one on my Night Stalker just because it was the prototype of the whole series and I wanted it to be an accurate representation.
Right.
And I have one on the WMG that Brandon built me, but it's got an iron sight rear sight. It's an adjustable rear sight, so of course it has an iron sight front sight.
Right.
But my Night Fighter, my Light Fighter, my Nest that Eric's fixed to build me, yeah, all those guns, I don't have no front sight.
I would think that actually makes it more deployable, to be honest with you. If you can lose any edge that you can lose where it might catch on something, that just seems like it would be more deployable to me.
Well, you certainly aren't going to catch it on the front side if the front side ain't there.
That's right. That's right. I think that's a thing where its time has come. Especially with all of these dots that are becoming so prevalent out there. I was asked the other day. Well, when I did the video on the Night Stalker, somebody started to ask me, oh, what kind of a dot is that? Oh, wait a minute. It's a Holosun. If it's good enough for Chambers, it's good enough for me.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. I do get it. But, I mean, this whole resistance to... Getting rid of this or that that you don't need anymore. I just don't get that. But then again, nobody pays me to get it. Nobody pays me to get it. So I'm not going to fixate too much on it. I've got a gun coming tomorrow that I want to talk to you about. See what you think of this that's coming. I think you might be interested in it. Yes. I have a gun coming tomorrow that we'll talk about in the next segment. For those of you who are interested in considering getting involved with Chambers. First of all, that's a splendid idea. Second of all, there's a process to it because it just doesn't happen. You know, first of all, you got to go to the website, chamberscustom.com. From there, you start looking at things. You start seeing what you might want to pick out. Then you get involved with making that first purchase. And you're going to wait, but it's worth the wait. I'll tell you about some other ways to watch what they do when we get back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane says the scene is secure.
At this time, the shooter is deceased. We believe that's going to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Lane also confirming there is one deceased victim. Collierville is located just outside of Memphis. Tens of thousands of migrants are traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum, but the number of illegal immigrants coming are overwhelming border towns. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of how the Biden administration is handling the border crisis.
I'm not unhappy. I am pissed. Secretary Mayorkas needs to resign. He's completely incompetent. The border is not closed. It has been surrendered.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. As things continue to deteriorate on the U.S.-Mexico border, we're now hearing about more illegal immigrants being let into the country.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A suspect will stand trial for an incident last month at the Library of Congress. A judge ruling Floyd Rosenberry is mentally competent to stand trial on charges related to a bomb threat. The North Carolina man is accused of threatening to use explosives and a weapon of mass destruction at the Library of Congress. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and this is 1911 University. Although Joe has something, Joe and I have discussed certain guns before, and I always find it interesting the ones that he gives me a thumbs up on. So tomorrow, Joe, I will be getting one of the new CZ P10F competition ready pistols.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen one in person.
Well, I mean, the P10F, it looks essentially like a P10F. They call it comp ready, but that's competition ready. It doesn't have anything ready to take a compensator or anything on it. The thing I'm looking to see is like, it's going to be basically the same setup as what happened when you just sent me the Night Stalker, because you were like, oh, the Night Stalker, the recoil mitigation on this is crazy good. And, I have my Fat WMGC, which I don't know how you guys did it, but it barely moves. And I'm sitting there going, well, how's that going to work? So with this is supposed to be better shooting than the P10F, and I think of all of the striker-fired guns out there that I've ever fired, the P10F is the best one out there. And so now my interest is in this primarily simply from the fact that now all of a sudden I've got something that's supposed to be better than what I thought was the superlative. Thoughts?
Well, I think, it's like comparing an apple to a banana.
Right.
Sometimes you feel like an apple. Sometimes you feel like a banana. And sometimes you feel like peeling them, and sometimes you don't. You just eat them both the way they are.
Right.
I've always been a proponent of the CZ guns. I like them. I like the engineering behind them. I think for the price point, they're good guns. They're always fairly accurate. They always have really fairly nice triggers for the kind of mechanism they are. They have excellent triggers for the kind of mechanism they are.
Right.
The sights have always kind of waned on me a little bit because they're little tiny, teeny-weeny iron sights, but whatever. I've got a buddy of mine that shoots a P10. He carries a P10 that we got for him. We put one of the Cajun trigger kits in it, and it works all right. He likes it. It shoots good. Bruce Gray does amazing work on the CZs. I don't know if you've seen Bruce Gray's stuff, but he's
Gray Man.
Been posting
yeah.
it. Yeah, the Gray Man. Yeah, yeah, he does some killer, stupid, sick work on CZs. And if I was going to have a CZ, I'd probably have one of Bruce's, just because, well, he's the greatest,
All of my CZs now have XS big dot sights on it. I have found that, we had this little thing the other day. You saw it, too. The little controversy we had where the guy was telling me, well, you need to shoot that gun with both eyes open.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had fun with him, didn't we? We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
Not going to mention his name, but we had fun with him. Joe and I both had fun with him. And it was when I was shooting the Night Stalker, and I put a video up on Facebook of the Night Stalker. I had an armchair guy come. He's not really an armchair guy. He's a legitimate instructor. But anyway, for those that want me to, with that particular sight system, I can engage the target easier with both sights open with that sight system. So
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the big dot sights do not lend themselves to accuracy. They just don't. But they're really good for fast target acquisition.
Right, which, that was the thing that was the big mystery, because he was talking about, well, for the kind of shooting that he's doing, because I'm shooting for self-defense. I'm not going to compete. I'm not interested in being a, as Fisher would call it, a five-yard sniper. I'm trying to shoot competently at 25 yards. With your gun, yes.
I will say this, and you and I disagree on this. We differ on this. We take separate paths on this, and it's okay. But I will say, my feeling after having trained with Steve and Chuck and all these different guys, Jared, is I understand that you want to be proficient at 25 yards, right?
Sure.
But you also have to practice. Sometimes you have to practice that one shot drill where you go, okay, this is for all the cookies. It's got to be in the X ring at 25 yards or I fail. Because you may be placed in that position where some baddie has, your wife or your grandson or something, and they're dragging them down the street, and the only shot you got's an ear. And you got to make that shot. And if you miss the ear hole of the bad guy, you're going to shoot your wife. Well, that would suck.
It would.
So in that situation, if you're not truly, truly proficient at that one-shot, high-pressure deal, well, then you probably shouldn't take the shot.
But that's one of those situations where I would – that would be one of those life-altering moments if I came to that realization where I could not take that shot. So where is it that you think that we differ in opinion?
Well, I mean, in the past, you've talked a lot about how you're not training for that. You use sights and things of that nature that would preclude you basically from making a super precise shot. big dot sights, for example. You ain't making no super precise shot with no big dot sights. You're just not. I've tried. I've tried them sights for years, and at 25 yards, I can hold the nine ring. That's right. It. That's all I got. You know, I put a red dot on the gun now. You better watch out, because this is about to go down. I put a fiber optic front sight on. It's about to go down. I can keep all those shots in the X and 10 ring.
Right.
Right. So you have to set up your gear. And if you got a gun where you're like, okay, you know, this gun has big dot sights and it's for banging steel. Look, hey, that's cool. I understand. I got guns. I got machine guns. They're not for precision. You know, you ain't taking no precision shots with no 1919. But you got to say to yourself, okay, if I'm going to carry this gun and it is not suitable for the worst possible situation, then I have to be comfortable with not taking the shot in the worst possible situation.
Right.
Right. And that's something to think about. And we may not disagree on that. We may be closer than I think we are on that. But it's certainly something that as people who carry guns for a living or people who carry guns for self-protection, basically for a living, you know, civilians or cops, you have to think about that, in my opinion. You have to think about that. Put yourself mentally in that position and go, okay, am I going to carry this gun that I know for a fact I cannot take that ear hole shot at 25 yards? And if the answer is yes, you better have a darn good reason.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I carry a Rohrbach R9 sometimes, but usually it's in an extremely non-permissive environment where I know that carrying what I want to carry, my Night Stalker, my Life Fighter, my Night Fighter, my Regulator, even my Yeti, is not going to be cool. It's not going to be kosher.
Hang on for me. We're going to explore this a little deeper when we get back. 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we've been discussing accuracy with it, which that's basically what it boils down to. And Joe was, you're talking about taking that one shot that you got to take, and it's a shot that really matters to you and everything else. And that's one of the reasons that I've started trying to work, I've started trying to slow down a little bit. I've started really breaking down what's happening with when I'm shooting the gun. And that does concern me. But you know why. We don't have to go into that right now. But you know why the accuracy part of it does concern me. But that's the beauty of your weapon system, though, isn't it? Because when you dial these things in before you send them out, these things are pretty well dialed in, and you just about would have to be blind not to be able to implement it.
Correct. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of red dot pistols. That's the beauty of the setup. That's the beauty of accurate guns. That's the beauty of having actual measurable specifications and knowing what those specifications mean and how they change the function, accuracy, or longevity of the gun. You know, all of those things come into play for building something that people can truly depend upon for their lives. You know, and if you're just building, you know, look, there's a lot of dudes out there. I'll admit, there's a lot of guys out there building guns just to have people put them in the safe. I got no problem with that. Those dudes got to eat. That's fine.
Sure. You
know? But at the end of the day, the people should know and should, you know, should be able to have the tangible knowledge of what they're getting, right? I mean, you saw the pictures of the gun I posted up the other day. Well, Jack posted them up on Instagram and Facebook. That's a $5,900 gun.
Yeah.
And that's unexcusable. It's just flat out unexcusable. And when you go to the company's website, You know, there's four gunsmiths that work there, plus the guy that owns the company, who's a master gunsmith. And he, it says on the website that he personally inspects every gun before it leaves their company and enters the hands of their clients. I'm like, bro, if you inspected that, you must have been either drunk, high, or cross-eyed.
You know, I still don't know I don't know what name brand that gun was. You don't have to say it here if you don't want to. Maybe text it to me later.
Yeah, I will. I'll text it to you.
Yeah. See, yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things that I point out with your guns, because your guns, your guns have been shaken out. You know what they're going to do before you send them out. And I can't imagine anybody getting one and not being able to employ one. The only problem I've had with mine is that I'm like, I don't want to just have one of these.
That's a problem, right?
It is a problem.
It's a legit problem.
Yeah, so.
Well, and it's funny because you mentioned that, you know, our guns are shaken out, they're tested. You know, Brandon got here Monday. Tuesday, Scott came over. Scott and Tad and Brandon and me shot about 2,000 rounds through, maybe a little bit more, maybe 2,500, through 11 light fighters that Brandon built that he just finished. I mean, those guns already had 50 rounds through them each when Brandon was building them.
Right.
So now they've got 300 rounds through them each, give or take. And then once they're blued and put back together, we'll shoot another 50 or 100 rounds through them. Because I'm not sending a gun out the shop that I don't know runs. That ain't happening. You know? And if you call me and you go, I've had this happen one time ever. Guy calls me and he says, you know, I got my gun and it's got brass marks on the side of the slide. Looks like it was shot after it was blued. I was like, you're darn right it was. I said, how do you think I guarantee that it ran with the magazines that I sent it when I sent it to you? I don't want no excuses. I don't want you calling me going, oh man, I tried shooting this gun and it wouldn't function. Bull. Because I just shot it 48 hours before you did. You know? So yeah, I mean, and I think that's an important part. You know, it goes back to what we were talking about before. If you're going to, if you are truly interested in carrying a gun for self-protection, protection of your family and friends and whatever, okay, then you need to carry something that you know for sure you can make that shot with. And I'm not saying that to say, well, you should only buy chambered custom. There are plenty of guns out there that are capable of making that shot. CZ is certainly one of them. I mean, I've shot plenty of enough CZs to know that I can make that shot with that gun. Can I make that shot with that gun with these particular sights or those particular sighting systems? No. So I don't carry that option.
Well, I'm starting to incorporate red dots on more and more guns. One gun that I have a red dot on that I was particularly impressed with when I took the Night Stalker out, which I never had tried one before. And this, I was impressed with it before I put the dot on it. I didn't have the dot when I took it out to shoot it, was the FN-509.
Oh yeah.
So I mean that one, yeah. that was sort of like a diamond in the rough for me to run that gun, but the CZs I'm going to start incorporating. I may put another dot on one of my P10s, probably my P10C. I just got C&H Precision as a sponsor. You know, that's their specialty is putting dots on guns. So may have to make a trip down there to their facility in Georgia and watch them do it and film it and see how they test it and everything else. And, you know, just to, because that is true. The dot is going to be the way they're going to be, aren't they? I mean, most police officers carry guns with lights on them now. I can't imagine why they wouldn't have dots on them.
Hello.
Hello.
Exactly. Hello, exactly. I mean, you're going to carry a gun on duty with a light, no dot. Come on. Come on. That's silly.
Do you think that is about the as far as you should take it? That's about as far as you can take it, I guess. I mean, what else can you put on there?
I mean, if you have and obviously, you know, police officers are limited in some regards because of liability to what kind of triggers they can have and all that good
right.
stuff. And a lot of the guns that we ship out for police officers have 4-pound triggers because that's what their department mandates. Okay, no problem. Our 4-pound trigger still feels like a 3.5-pound trigger, so I don't care. But you take most modern pistols, Glock Gen 5, CZ, you know, the FN 509 series of guns, the Smith & Wesson M&P, most of these modern pistols, the Staccatos, right? The Staccato P. If you put a good trigger and a dot on those, you can make that shot if you practice with it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Right?
No doubt about that.
Right? If you don't practice or you don't practice appropriate, you can't make that shot.
Correct. So, anyway.
But it gives people something to think about, right? You know, what am I carrying? Why am I carrying it? And can I make that shot when it counts?
I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time, so let me tell everybody how to find you. If you want to follow Chambers Custom, you can find them on Instagram and on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Big Jack's running that for them, so you got the latest stuff coming out all the time. Then, if you want to get involved in the process, become a Chambers Custom owner, which I heartily recommend, you got to go to ChambersCustom.com. There, the beautiful Heidi is going to take you in hand. She will take everything she's got to have from you, and you will, the wait begins, but it's worth it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.